What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
Spike check one, Spike check two, Spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to say this, I'm legal now. I am 21, which means I'm legal. I can drink, I can stank, and I can do all the stuff that legal people can do because it is now 2021, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the first episode in 21 of the award-deserving Spike on the Mic Show.
Yay!
We're starting off just a little different here. I don't know what happened to the rest of the crew. They may be taking more than a week off and no one put any vacation requests, but as they say back in the old days, the show must go on, and so we will go on. We will do what we can do to entertain you, to put some naughty nothings in your eardrums, and maybe make you smile and get you some crow's feet around the eyes and get swole. As I said, I'm Spike on the Mic. So let's do this, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go ahead and introduce the crew. The man is putting the sounds through your eardrums. He's known as the one, the only, PWS. PWS, happy 21, and how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a man who has an appointment tomorrow to get his vaccination.
Oh, you going to get the shot in the arm tomorrow?
I'm going to get the shot tomorrow.
All right. You know, well, we don't meet again until next Monday, so your diarrhea will be subsided then.
Yeah, by then,
if that occurs, all right? All right, and I have no idea what happened while we're here, because we don't even need to be here, because the reason we're here is not here, so I have no idea. We made a phone call, and there was no answer. We can't text him because his phone is made before texting was invented, so we'll go ahead and
I believe we have a Bill Schmutz, though.
I was just about to introduce him so he can get ready to unmute himself. So he moved up in the ladder of the food chain. Normally he's after the reason we're here, but we'll just give him a subtitle of we might be here because of you. You are the one, Bill Smuts. Happy 21, and how you sticking?
I'm sticking like the disbelief that you think I don't know to unmute myself.
Oh, so I mean that's the first.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that the fact that you had to give me a 15-second head start. Yeah, we just wanted to mention just so he could unmute himself and then go on like that. And then I'm like, going, okay, I'm here. I'm going to mute myself now just to start 2021 off correct.
Yeah, well, let's see. So he got the first 2021 reprimand. Punish in private, praise in public. And I got to praise him in public one of these days whenever he does something praiseable, worthy.
Oh, he's so totally praiseable.
For my Oklahoma Sooners over Florida Gators.
Hey, I was
reading that quote from last Tuesday, the day before the game, with that Florida player saying, "Hey, you know, yeah, they're not the SEC. They're okay."
Okay. Yeah, that is exactly true. They're okay. I wouldn't put them in the SEC contention.
Okay, well,
but all right. So, all right, Smots, you might want to do something about your name too. So.
No, it never shows.
So let's go ahead and make this show beautiful, man. Let's grab some chromosomes.
Oh,
and
chromosomes.
Look alike. You know, them the same looking chromosomes. So our crack pack research engineer is the one, the only, all the way from undisclosed locations in Orlando. He is the Billis. Billis, how you sticking in 21?
You keep saying, how's your 21? And I'm like, I feel like I should be drinking. And yes. Doing shots and stuff. Yeah.
You're legal.
Let's do shots.
Everybody's legal. Woohoo!
Serious, exactly.
Yeah, I feel like I need to go make a drink.
Oh, okay. And also rounding out the cast of the Resistance Fighters for the 21 show, because we're missing a couple people. I don't know where they are, so we'll have to talk about them later, is the one, the only, the lovely, talented Tiffany's. Tiffany's, how you sticking in 21?
I am stuck. It still feels like it's 2020.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Hold on a second. Nothing new. I don't know what anybody was excited about.
Yeah,
same
I know.
Stuff.
Nothing much always, changed. Dang it.
I've been trying to tell people that. They're saying, pretend it's like the day before you are become 21 and you can have your first legal drink.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. I mean, well, pretend you can remember it. Nothing really changed because I'm thinking.
I got to remember back to 13 then.
Yeah, exactly. Because.
Yeah, when I took my first legal drink, I had been drinking illegally for years.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And I kind of assumed that all you resistant fighters would not follow the legal letter of the law like some of us. But
that's why I don't even really drink anymore because I drink all those other years.
Exactly. Yes.
But if you think about the night before your 21st birthday, you probably was already good and sauce. But when you turn 21, you got happy as all be damned just because you was legally 21.
Listen, I've rented my own limo on my 21st birthday. The next day,
why?
I woke up fully body painted at my neighbor's house a bruise on my neck. Because my family wouldn't let me come home. I puked. I was hanging my head out the limo or the back window. You know how they don't go all the way down?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what the bruise was from.
Oh,
I got body painted.
I was thinking hickey.
I don't even remember that.
I was thinking the bruise was a hickey. You know.
Oh, no. It was from hanging out my head out the back window.
Wow.
Puking my brains out.
Smash, are you finna chime in on that story?
That's what the body paint design was.
Oh, yeah. I had martini glasses. Okay. You can just imagine where the olives were.
Yes. All right. You know, but Billy's got you beat, you know.
Oh.
Way before 21, she was in the hospital from drinking.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Yeah, with probably about 2,000 ant bites. And a pumped stomach.
Yeah.
I don't think you guys understand.
Oh, she did it big.
That's a story that everybody can listen to on the interwebs.
That's right.
Sounds like Spike's Saturday Nights.
Yeah, minus the olives. But my point is, and you guys all just confirmed it. Yeah, y'all just confirmed it. 21 made y'all do crazy things. You were so happy to be 21.
I was 13 when that happened.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I was legally drinking and driving.
Yeah.
Right. And when you see, you got olives and bruises because you was 21. You didn't get them when you was 20, did you?
No.
Probably.
No, but it's not like other stuff didn't happen then. I used to come home with daiquiri stains when I was 15 down my body. My body was turned
daiquiri
pink, and my mom asked me if I was on drugs. I'm like, no, I'm drunk.
I didn't even know daiquiri stained.
Oh, yeah, it stains the skin. Very good.
Do.
Why would you have daiquiri on your skin? Why
I used to drive through the Taco Bell drive-thru backwards all the time.
Okay.
And I was known as the beer girl. And the Taco Bell in my house that is still currently open would serve. They would have a keg of beer in there, and they would serve me beer.
This was
like at 1 or 2 in the morning. I would order like $40 worth of Taco Bell.
If you drive through backwards, is that like being on a diet?
There must be 20 people, $40 worth of Taco Bell. Jesus Christ, that's a lot of food.
I'd come home
hungry.
And I'd sleep out back by the pool so I didn't make any noise coming inside.
She was hungry.
Yeah, your parents were right when they didn't tell you not to come home. They were right.
Right. Listen, there's... That 21st birthday was nothing.
So this is why 2020 is nothing to you. 2021 is nothing to you. But for most humans, it's a big deal.
No, not at all. When I was 21, I was already married for 3 years.
That's true.
You guys just...
And I was born the year, a few, like maybe 6 weeks after he turned 21.
Yeah.
That's when I was born.
Oh, God. You guys did it wrong. Well, you know.
Right?
And her sister was born before that.
Way before that.
Okay. Now, let's just say happy 2021.
Yes.
Aren't you glad you brought this up, Spike?
Yes.
I can't wait to talk about what our real topics are.
Yeah, do we have topics?
No. I'm trying to imagine the excitement that I had in my mind when I went from 20 to 21. Right at midnight, I could not wait when it became 21 that I could actually drink. Now I'm saying
really?
People listening, they probably would, you know.
Oh, man.
I don't feel like I did anything.
No, of course you didn't.
Special on my 20. I mean, I'm sure I went out, but I probably went out with my parents, and yeah. They, you know, they bought me drinks.
You know,
I feel like it's like a story. Like we were at the Dog and Gun, which is a British pub that was by our house.
Yes. And then
the Dog and Gun was a pub, a British pub. And I think like at midnight, they all celebrated the fact that I was 21, and the owners were like,
"What?
What? She's been drinking here for
drinking
the last
there
2 years.
For like 3 years.
Hey, yeah. She has a tab.
Yeah." Much.
All right. You know what? I do feel bad for anybody that's turning 21 this year, or even this past year with the whole quarantine and everything.
Yeah.
Because you really can't even celebrate.
Yeah. Well,
go out and do those things that I did.
Yeah. You know, well, I don't think too many people wanted to have bruises from limousine. limousine. What things called? Sunroof.
Limousine bruises.
No, it wasn't the sunroof. It was the actual back window.
Oh, man.
They were like child windows.
They only go halfway, so I had to hang my head out.
No, you didn't. You didn't have to.
She was puking.
Listen, she was puking, yeah. She didn't want to puke on herself.
First of all, I personally don't remember doing that. I was told that's what I was doing. And I was told to put my head out the window. So nobody had to pay the cleaning fee, but turns out they had to anyways because it came back in from the wind.
Oh, nice.
Probably gave some stripes on the side of the vehicle.
I should be a 21st birthday party planner.
Oh, man.
No. Focus.
Bill Schmatz, were you ever 21?
Yeah, I was thinking he's back on the reservation. He probably definitely smoked.
Mine was pretty simple. I was in Birmingham, Alabama. So, but
Roll Tide.
I played college soccer and we had a game that night. So,
so you had to work when you turned 21.
I had a game the next day. So I didn't exactly do a lot, but I did enjoy a couple of beverages with the teammates.
Well, did they allow drinking in Birmingham, Alabama? You know,
it wasn't Sunday.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Good. All right. I have been there before and I realized I was there on a Sunday and they didn't serve.
I know.
What?
Yeah. That was the one time we played at Western Kentucky, Bowling Green, Kentucky. And it was around, again, I think it was the previous year. And or maybe it may have been my freshman year. So I may have been 18, but still going through. And needless to say, we had to drive into Tennessee to get what we wanted.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm just going to leave.
Blue laws.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Are there still counties that are still completely dry?
Oh,
there
hell are. Yes.
Yeah, you'll find some.
Yeah, yeah. There's one in Philadelphia that when I go visit my friend in Philly, we have to go either out of the county or to some box stores. Only way we can buy beer there because they can't buy it anywhere else. And then it's only on certain days now.
Pennsylvania is weird. You can't get certain things at the supermarket. You have to go to a
control box.
Right.
Yeah.
But you can still go any day of the week and you could go to a bar, but there are still, where's Jack Daniels made? Isn't that county where Jack Daniels is actually made a dry county?
Oh my. Tennessee.
Yeah.
Lynchburg.
Yeah.
Lynchburg.
Hmm.
I've been in Arkansas where I had to go deep into the woods to get something to drink.
Sheesh. All right, well, let's just do this since we had an awesome time remembering our 13th through 21st birthday. Sheesh. 13.
13.
Hey, life is good for you people.
Yeah.
Yes, I said you people. Except for
Spike. Say that again, you people. Yeah.
Except for Smice, he had to work that night, and he can only enjoy maybe 15 beers instead of all of them. All right, so let's go ahead and do what we normally do before we start this show. We have to let everybody know this is a caller-driven show, and you can be the first to call us when you're legally 21 at 813-699-3900. And we would love to take your call because we are a caller-driven show. And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, you know what we do? PW, you know what we do? We talk about what? We talk about three things.
Ooh.
The past, the present, and the future.
All right, and programming note.
She shook her finger. Yeah.
Programming note, the gas man who is on assignment right now, he just hit the chat line and said that he had a fake ID. So he's been drinking before 21, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, those exist.
Oh, you
hell
got it.
Yeah.
Okay, there was a bar in downtown St. Pete that is actually still open. I've been going there since I was 12.
God.
Yeah.
So family owned, which my family knew the family, but one of the ladies who's not alive anymore, but she used to give me beef jerky and shots and beers. It was the best thing ever.
Let me ask you this. Were you big for your age? And I know you should ask.
You call me fat?
Like tall or tall. Something. Because if you were a 12-year-old looking kid, I don't think they should be doing that.
They probably listen, anyway. I had older friends. And plus, I was...
Sorry.
A few years ahead in school. I was 16 when I graduated high school. Oh. 16 turning 17.
Oh.
So that had a lot to do with it also.
Oh, so you was already hanging out with older people anyway.
Yeah.
I got to mention this. I was 11 years old when my buddy Ralph Ferrara made draft cards for all of us.
And, oh, I know the story.
Yes.
I know the story.
And I went into a liquor store with my phony draft card and said, can I have a bottle of Tango? And the guy said, do you have any ID? And I gave him my phony draft card. He looked at it and he said, would you like that chilled? And I had no idea what he was talking about. But I went, yes.
Yes.
And he sold me a bottle of Tango.
What is Tango?
11 years old.
Yeah. Man.
What is Tango?
Tango is sort of like orange Kool-Aid with alcohol in it. It's supposedly wine. I don't know.
So it's Tang.
Yeah, it's Tang. Yeah.
Tang. It's Tang and grain alcohol.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to make all y'all, I don't know if y'all not going to feel ashamed, but when I first started drinking, I didn't know what to drink. So I stood by the bar and listened to the guy next to me, next person come and order something. So I know what he's ordered. So I know.
Miller Lite.
Yeah.
Miller Lite. And he still drinks.
Wow.
Yeah, really?
Now, what did he order? What did he order?
Actually, he ordered something like a rum and Coke. I'm like, okay. Let's try that. Hey, give me a rum and Coke because I was 21. I was legal and I did it.
You didn't have any alcohol until you turned 21.
That's what I'm going to tell you.
That's what I'm going to tell you.
Come on. You can tell the truth with us.
Yeah. Why lie?
Because I don't
remember. Like they're going to come after you now.
let me think. I think my prom night, 10th grade. So I don't know how you're only in 10th grade.
Yeah.
I had one of those Daniel Boone.
Boone's wine?
No, not Boone's. Daniel Boone, you know, Daniel Boone was a man in the woods, and he had that snake in a little pouch thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
The little.
Yeah, little wine skin.
Yeah,
thing.
A wine skin.
Yeah. We had that, and I got that, and then like in 10th grade, we put in some liquor in that thing there and I drank it out of that. All I remember right. That was sickening.
Usually. Yeah.
Yeah, really. But you know. Either way, happy 21, you rat bastards. You
now I want to drink.
Well, you're old enough to do it now.
I know, right, but I have to leave for a second to make a drink. So
well you can hear you here's your chance. PW, you know what we have to do now? We have to talk to our new all our sponsors for the year of 2021, which is going to be a better year.
Let's talk to them. new sponsors.
Yeah.
The Spike on the Mic Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you entertaining talk and cool blues 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com and its sister station, Sunshine 96.7 FM, bringing you the best in local music and entertainment.
Welcome to Hooters!
Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
Oh, wait, I don't hear you.
All right. There we are, ladies and gentlemen. We are back, and we're going to have a great, awesome new year. Also, since we've been doing this for 20 minutes now, this is one of the best shows ever.
I know, isn't it?
We get to learn about our resistant fighters and how they are luscious and great at an early age, except for Smots. Smots was the only
best show of the year, not necessarily ever.
Ever, yeah, maybe of the year. Yeah,
he was the only one that was responsible. And wait till his time to drink. But we might well keep going on with what we do. There's two things we have to do, housekeeping things that I have to do before we continue on with the show. And the first thing we have to do is the big A word of the week.
Oh, the big A word of the week.
Big A word of the week, ladies and gentlemen, is where we introduce a word because what we're trying to do is, I thought about this, and so I decided to write this down. I said, why use a simple 25-cent word when you can use an impressive $20 word? Sometimes $20 words can turn a plain sentence into an intriguing description that makes you look enriched and your vocabulary grows, all right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to introduce you with the big A word of the week.
All right, here it is.
That word is to be played right now. And is it playing?
Apologia, something like that.
Apologia. Apologia. That's what the big A word is.
Apologia.
And I would ask the resistance fighters among themselves, do they know what it is? Think about it for a minute. And before you answer, while I'm giving you time to think about it, I need to give you also the cow chip of the week.
Oh, here we go.
Cow chip is the cow chip news of the week, ladies and gentlemen. It's something that as you travel in your bars when you're under 18 and before and you walk around through life, you can give these little nuggets of knowledge that people will say, oh, I did not know that. Thank you for the enlightenment and information. Yeah. Here's the cow chip of the week. Now, you guys would think that with these enormous ears that elephants can pick up sound. They can widen the ears like a parabolic. Smosh, what's that thing called you used to hold?
Parabolic.
Yeah, like a parabolic, and they can pick up sounds. But researchers from somewhere, researchers from Stanford University have found and discovered that elephants, ladies and gentlemen, hear with their feet. Yes.
No way.
Cow chip news of the week. Elephants hear with their feet. They usually will stand still. And then they would lean forward and they would use their feet to detect distant noises such as animals and.
Nice. Okay, so they're like feeling the ground a little better.
Oh, it makes sense because their ears are so large.
Yeah, they'd be deaf if they heard everything their ears picked up.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I'm going to start listening with my feet too. So whenever my feet get close to anybody's face,
it was like kicking me in the ears.
There's your warning.
That's right.
Well, listen.
If she kicks you in your mouth, it's because she's listening to you.
Yeah. But, Tiffany, I don't want you to start that while you're on the show, okay?
We're not even in person anymore.
I know.
I'm just saying right now, I don't need you listening with your feet. I need you listening in contently and in, what's the word? Concentrationably.
Yeah.
With
concentrationably. Yeah. Oh gosh!
Start doing karate kicks.
Yes. All right. So there you have, ladies and gentlemen, you had the cow chip news of the week. And does anybody know what Apologia, big word of the day, means?
Is it apologia or apologia?
Apologia.
Well, $20 is totally 25 different. Cents. Yeah. Which one is it?
That's for sure. Although she did find God, so yeah, there's that.
I was going to say, isn't it Prince's girlfriend?
Exactly.
Yeah.
One of his former girlfriends, correct.
Yeah, really. Okay, so everybody knew who Apollonia is, but that wasn't the big A word of the day. In case you guys, I mean, I can enlighten y'all again.
Now, apologia is when you make like sort of an explanation for your opinion.
Does the resistant fighters concur?
I don't know. I feel like I recently read this word and in the context of a article or something that I was reading. For some reason, it sounds really familiar, but I don't know what it means.
Tiff?
It sounds like either not like a phobia, but maybe like...
Scared of apples?
I have a guess.
Definitely not a phobia, but it's like, I don't know, like a disagreement or a... It's just something against something. I don't even know. It just
something
sounds like...
Something.
When you hear Ia...
Yeah.
It just sounds like they're against something.
All right. What's your name? Billy, you going to say something?
Yeah, I was going to say my guess is it's a fancy apology.
That sounds like it.
That's kind of what it is.
Smots already gave me... Smots and what's your name? BPW already did it, right?
It is a defense of like... So it's like an apology, but it's like you have to... Maybe like if you're just defining yourself, but you do it in the... formal way, maybe like
it's more like an explanation for why you're so stupid.
Formal, fancy, like it's like you know what? It's like
a defense,
right? You know, I mean, as you and I will debate everything else, we're always defending our positions. But if we wrote it, you know, it's like almost maybe even like even an apology letter, you know,
an apology or an a defense in the form of like a thesis, you mean?
Yeah. I think that you're right. I mean, I think it's just that, but it's like almost like even still, if you were to a formal way, it's almost like if I sent a letter to someone I disagreed with, but explained why I was thinking it. So, you know,
it's like, I'm sorry, but I have to kick you in the face to hear what you're saying.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Totally.
Okay. So let me just
getting back to kicking people in the face.
I hear what all y'all saying, so I'm gonna go ahead and make it street for y'all. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All y'all keep saying the same
motion
thing.
Detected at the front door.
Oh, there's motion at my front door.
Yeah. Sheesh. I'm thinking apologia is kind of like when y'all saying no offense, but blase.
Oh yeah, no offense,
that's
but
what saying, yeah. Like, you know, no offense, but you got a fat head.
Yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
So like a fake apology.
I was trying to be nice.
I was trying to say, I would think that it'd be like if I were to say, yeah, but you got a big head, but it's like you wear a size 11 hat. You know, this is why I was thinking what I did. So you know, I apologize, but here's the reasoning.
It's explaining why you're offensive,
right? And you kind of do it formally.
Yeah.
Right.
Whatever, that works. I think the fancy term works or whatever.
In the streets, it says.
Can I look it up now?
Yeah, if you want to. Yeah, but you
go
can't
ahead,
say
look
it until to the next 30 minutes because that's when we have to have our listeners hang around so they can figure out.
And
they
want
to know what apologia
is. Yeah, save it for the end.
So,
for the end.
And if you know, you can always give us a call at 813-699-3900.
Yeah.
So, but until then, I think it's time for us to do what we normally do, and that's called topic changing music.
And now we begin with our long list of topics for the evening. Take it away, Spike.
We had such a great introduction when we learned about these floozies, these Harleyans, and these drunkians that, you know, we...
Drunkians!
Floozies?
Yes, drunkians.
Okay, what would you call it? Harleyans?
Experience.
Harleyans.
Harlots. Are you trying to say harlots?
And drunkians. Yeah, all the
drunkians,
words.
Drunkians, yeah.
You know what I'm saying. All right, so anyway, this topic here I like to call teachable moment or abusive parent.
Teachable moment or abusive parent.
And let's see how you guys handle this. There's a dude by the name of John Roderick.
Okay.
He was sitting at the house and his daughter came up to him and said, hey, can you make me some baked beans? And he was like, okay, well, go get the can opener and the beans. Well,
I read this.
You did? She came yes. back and gave him the can of beans and the can opener. And then he says, hey, do you know how to open it? You know how to work a can opener? And she said, no. And he said, well, this is a teachable moment. So he handed her the beans and the can and said, now, if you learn to open it, we can cook them. We okay with that so far, right?
Okay, yeah.
Wait, okay.
but he can assist her. He can teach her.
How old is this child again?
That's where we get into.
Yeah.
The little girl was a whole 9 years of age.
9 years of age.
And
she had no idea how to open a can.
I'm thinking it was a manual can opener.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. Is this a teachable moment or is this abusive father? Tiffany, what do you think?
Honestly, I mean, it's not abusive whatsoever. Abusive, when you hear the word abuse, it's like beating and or verbally or, you know, physically hurting somebody.
Right.
So I think that's too strong of a word. Yeah. But I think it is a teachable moment. At the same time, I think what the dad or any parent would have, if you want your child to learn things, you know, teach them, hand them the tools and coach them through it. Not, okay, we'll eat it only if you can get this open. I mean, yeah. Give me a break.
Yeah, I know.
Like if I want my child to do anything, even growing up, but like, okay, let me teach you. You grab this and do this, you know, give them directions.
Tying your shoes, right? Billy? Yeah.
Did he teach her or did he just give her the can opener and the can and make her figure it out for herself?
Well, the story goes, he just gave her the can and the can opener. And said, you know, this is something. He says, I'm teaching you that you are not in this. I mean, you're in this. Sometimes you're going to be in this world by yourself. You
right.
have to do these things.
Right, but you can teach somebody a skill. I don't think I understood how a can opener worked until somebody, like I watched them do it once, and then I was, you know, but I'm sure I was younger than 9 and I could open up a can, but somebody showed me.
All right, Smart.
Nowadays, almost every can is a little peel top anyway.
That's true.
Right. Yeah, but this one had the can opener. And PW, you know the story, right?
I do know the story, yeah.
So I'm not going to ask you as a teachable moment because there's some other stuff I got to add to the story.
Right.
The girl couldn't figure it out for 6 hours. 6 hours later, she finally figured out how to work.
That's terrible.
A can opener. Yeah. And so he said when she figured it out, then we had Pokemon.
Beans, yeah.
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 So, and wow, what a jerk.
I wouldn't say that's abusive, but I would definitely say that guy's an asshole.
Yeah.
But before you guys found out the length of time it took her to learn, it was a teachable moment, right?
Right. But he didn't teach her. He just gave her a tool and the can.
What he claimed from reading this story earlier today, she was actually just trying to get him to do it. In other words, she pretended to not know how to open a can. She
for
brought
six
him a can.
Hours?
Oh.
She didn't know how. She's 9.
Yeah, I don't think she did.
For 6 hours?
My daughter is 8 and doesn't know how to open. First of all, I don't
I'm
want her
to. I'm just telling you
herself.
The story. Not. I'm not saying she didn't know. Or
hold on a second. So Tiff, if you gave Coco Puff, don't tell me Tiffany, top to Tater
Whoa.
Top. He gave Tater.
To Tater Top.
Tater tots, a can and a can opener, manual can opener. She would not know how to open it.
No, I've never had her do it. I don't want her cutting herself.
And I think about it. I think my little nephew, he's 6 or 7. I don't know how heavy he is. Yeah, he probably couldn't figure it out either.
Maybe it was her beans.
Say what, Pep? Of Smarts?
Maybe it was just her way of saying she didn't want pork and beans.
No.
She
bought the can and the can opener to him because he said he was just lounging around and she said, I want some beans. And he said, all right, we'll get this if you can figure out how to open it. I think this was a teachable moment for him. He was a good father and able to not just hand your kid everything. They need to learn to work for them for themselves.
We didn't read this that he drove her out to the middle of the forest and said, "Here you go,
grow your own beans, kid.
You know what? Yeah, you got look. You're in the forest. You got a can opener and a thing of cans or can of beans.
Kill your own rabbits.
Yeah, let's just make it all the way. Instead of sitting on the couch or staying in the kitchen, we're going to drive you out into the middle of the Everglades. And
wow.
Hey, well, I don't like I say, I'm a little taken back that it's 6 hours of work, because he said she just sat there grunting and crying and just saying, no, I can't do it. And she kept trying and getting frustrated.
But he didn't even talk her through it.
I don't think he did, but
that's the part that I don't like. He didn't teach her. He just told her to figure it out.
But in his defense, some defense, there was a teacher who chimed in and said, kids learn best when they're hungry. So he said, well, the hungrier she got, I guess the more she figured out how to do this. Now we can't fight the results of an educator, right? An educator said that.
That's sure, I can fight it. There's lots of educators out there with bad methods.
That's right, because Miss Nun Johnson used to slap me on. Nah, I don't even go to a Catholic school.
Right.
And what type of can opener was this? Is this the one that actually cut into the metal and then spun?
Yeah.
Is it one of those pampered chef like things that you put on?
Yeah, where it cuts around the outside of the thing so there's no cuttable edges.
As recently as 5 years ago, it actually took me about 45 minutes to figure out how to use that thing. I kept throwing the can up against the floor. That thing is not easy if you don't know what you're doing, because you're so used to the other one.
Right.
Right. This is going to go, and like, oh, how the hell does this work? And you don't actually see it happening.
Now, and did he also have the one that had like the two handles that you hold to push through the metal? Or did he have the one that was literally like three pieces of metal that you had to like balance on the edge of the thing
and
then twist, and it did. There was no leverage that you did. You just had to.
I don't
twist
think this story
to make it work.
Yeah. Determined that.
Yeah, but that is a good question that I don't know about.
Because if it's one of those old fashioned tiny ones that isn't giving you leverage, that's torture. Then that is literally he was torturing.
By the way, for Christmas, I bought one of those new can openers that actually separates the top from the can without cutting it.
Right, the pampered chef, right?
Yeah. Oh man, it's fabulous.
I never even heard of this.
Oh, it's neat. And you can actually put the top of the can back on.
Right, and it just took me like 30 minutes to an hour the first time I used it to try and figure out how to do it. And
I have one of those. I have both kind, but I use the old fashioned one. Not the tiny one, but the one with the two.
Right. Yeah.
I got the one that you press down and it does it automatically.
Electric one.
Yeah, that's it.
Electrical.
Big word of the day. Big word of the day.
An apologia one. An apologia one.
Yeah, an apologiodio.
All right. So we all gonna agree that was not necessarily a teachable moment or child abuse. It was somewhere in the middle.
I wouldn't call it child abuse. I would just call that dad a jerk.
That was
assisting her.
Yeah.
Like, I get it that he wants her to figure it out, but he could have helped her, coaxed her through it.
Yeah.
Instead of here you are out in the wild with a can.
Right, right.
Figure it out.
He didn't pound a nail into her head, so it wasn't abuse.
Yeah. He could have. Yeah. All right. Well, let's go ahead and do what we like to call again, topic changing music.
You heard one topic. Now, what do you think would happen if we had a second topic on the Spike and Mike Show?
Now, you guys have been on this show a while now. I mean, a long while. So you guys understand that I give you the story from the base view. And then to get your first impressions. And then once we add more.
Then you add the other facts that would actually
make us choose the exact opposite
of what we already said.
Right, exactly, yeah.
You always hold back the key piece of information.
Sometimes. Yeah, I do, because.
Always.
I think sometimes the first response is the your true response. So I like to call this topic here, Two Can Play That Game.
Two Can Play That Game.
And you guys have probably easily figured this one out. Okay, so there was a New York man who filed by the name of Robert Galinsky. Galinsky, yes.
From Robert Galinsky.
Yeah. He filed a class action lawsuit against the King's Hawaiian Sweet Roll Company.
No.
Oh, King's Roll.
If he gets any rolls for life, I need to be his friend.
So you know what those are?
Yeah.
Oh my God, yeah, this Publix
sweet rolls
with fried chicken.
Oh yeah, King's sweet rolls.
I just discovered like that.
You need to have barbecued pulled pork on King's Hawaiian buns.
Oh yeah, there you go.
Oh damn, I thought it was just a New York product.
Hawaiian rolls are.
Maybe because I do one thing that y'all don't do. I don't read. All right, so he sued. Why do you think he sued King's Hawaiian Sweet Rolls?
I have no idea. They're amazing. Stupid? Why would you sue them?
Yeah.
They're not big enough.
Smart?
Because his name was King Hawaiian.
No, good point.
Because they're called Hawaiian.
Exactly.
He's pulling the racist card.
That's it. Yes. Yeah.
No, yeah. He says he is suing King Hawaiian Sweet Rolls because he found out that the rolls are not made in Hawaii.
Oh, stupid.
Oh, man. But they're still Hawaiian.
Put this guy in jail.
Sorry, French fries aren't made exclusively in France.
Yes.
Get over it.
He's suing, saying that their packaging has prominently displayed Hilo Hawaii on the front and back. But if you look carefully, it says they are made in Torrance, California. And he says,
well, it's close enough.
Where was the first one made? Do we know?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Where was the first one made? If the first one was made in Hawaii or the recipe came from it, then all that's relevant. But I also don't think King Torrance, California rolls are going to go well.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah,
I ain't
really
buying that crap.
I'm gonna guess they were originally made in Hawaii.
Right. But he's saying the packages that he had been buying, because he's in New York and he's been buying them, and it misled him to think he was purchasing authentic Hawaiian products. All right. So he's suing them, saying that you guys falsely misled me.
How did it damage him?
He had a class action lawsuit against them.
Yeah, no, but how did it damage him?
How did that damage anybody, exactly?
Yeah.
I don't know. When I was a little kid, there was this tennis shoe called PF Flyers. They say, if you got these things so you can run faster, jump higher, and all that, like, I truly... Wait, why are you laughing? I mean, this is my story.
No, I own them because my initials were PF. Yeah.
I truly, truly 100% believe that. I cried to my parents, asked because they were kind of expensive tennis shoes. And they had a great commercial with his kid running and jumping. I said, if I got these doggone things, I would be able to run faster, jump higher, and all that. Do you know how disappointed I was that once we bought those shoes, I was not able to run higher, jump faster?
No, jump higher, run faster.
I couldn't do that one either. So,
well, if I could. I got PF Flyers. I put them on. And it was like I was a gazelle.
Yeah. Okay, well, see, yeah. I can sue them.
That's only because you never ran before that, right?
Well, yes, that's true. Yeah.
That's the missing piece of information.
First attempt, they're running like, ooh.
Oh, man, right, look at this.
So now here's the catch to this story.
There's a catch?
Yeah, because all you people, resistance fighters, say.
Oh, wait a minute. You people. Here we go with the you people.
I'm playing the race card again.
All right.
You resistant fighters, you guys saying that this guy needs to jump in a lake and get a job, get a life for suing them for that right there.
Yeah.
But
we have a missing piece of information.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Little do you guys know that. Let me get the rest of the story. Yeah, you were right, Billy. This company started in Hawaii by somebody named Robert in the 1950s. In Robert's Bakery in Hilo, Hawaii. He made his things there. Hilo. In Hilo, Hawaii. You know, they started a biscuits company there, and then they expanded and they eventually moved to California. But the company in Hawaii folded or closed down, so they just kept the one in California. But they kept the name of King's Hawaiian. Well, come to find out, King's Hawaiian Sweet Rolls has been suing other companies for using the term Hawaiian Sweet Rolls.
Sure, yeah, because they did it first.
Yeah, I mean, they have a trademark on the thing. It's if someone else uses Hawaiian Sweet Rolls, then it's not really the thing. I mean, it's like white bread.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. You can't call all white bread Wonder Bread.
Exactly, yeah.
But you think rolls is not a what's the word called? Word you can't use. I guess you can't use. You can use rolls in anything. Like bread can be used in right. all kinds of words. So
right.
I guess this the other he would.
No, Hawaii, but Hawaiian sweet rolls is very specific.
Yeah, and Hawaiian sweet bread. But I mean, they could use. Why not go out there and just make it a Canadian sweet bread and make it just the same materials and
exactly.
Oh man, have you had that Canadian sweet bread?
So, what about when you go past these Chinese places in Tampa and it says New York style Chinese?
Exactly.
So you on my side, right, Tiff?
No.
No, nobody's on your side.
It makes absolutely no sense is what I'm saying. There is no, like, they are delicious and he knows it. He wants money or free bread.
Or he's saying... Two can play that game because the Hawaiian sweet roll people is suing Dandy and Wonder Bread for saying we also have Dandy Wonder Bread's Hawaiian sweet rolls.
Right. So it's the Hawaiian rolls is what they're calling it. And I'm sorry. I'm fact checking. So they're calling it Hawaiian rolls.
Right.
This dude probably has a bakery of his own. He wants to have Hawaiian rolls on his menu, but he can't because King's Hawaiian says they have no. King's has a market on King's Hawaiian, not Hawaiian rolls.
All the guys got to do. I mean, it's so stupid because you know what? They should be protected because it is an individual brand. Why don't you just name yours Better Than Hawaiian Roll and then let them go out there?
Yeah, that would be good. Yeah,
call them Aloha Rolls.
Create your own brand.
Forget about King's Hawaiian. Eat mine.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Oh, that's
a good brand. Forget about King's.
Right, so you guys are judge and jury against this diet.
Moron.
On this case, Tiff, I know you already said you're going to throw the case out, right?
Absolutely. Get out of my courtroom with this BS.
Okay.
Yeah.
And give me those rolls you got.
Give me some rolls.
Yes. Yeah, leave those
Throw
rolls
me some
here.
Biscuits.
Yeah. Get out of my courtroom, but leave those rolls.
Yeah. Well, we need some more evidence, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You supply evidence.
Dude, the original guy lived in Hawaii, had a bakery, then moved that bakery to King Street. So then it became King's, and then he eventually, because he wanted to market these rolls everywhere, he expanded to Torrance. And it was King's Hawaiian Bakery.
Yeah.
And so they have, so that's a brand.
Totally.
Yeah. Just make a taste there and just go, Spike's Not From Hawaii Bread. That'll be
That'd be fabulous. Yeah.
Tall Sweet Bread.
Yeah, really. There you go. Tall bread. Tall Sweet Bread. That was the sweet part. Okay. I will go with that.
Oh, Tall Sweet Bread. Yeah.
Trademark.
Spike, really, get with it. It's 2021. If you don't go to Publix and get some of that Hawaiian rolls.
But sweetbread literally means something else.
Yeah. It means spike.
Yeah, that's a whole different
recipe. Spike in Hawaiian.
It means tripe. It's like it's pancreas.
Right. What? Pancreas?
Sweetbread.
No. Isn't that
pancreas bread?
Ain't pancreas is like the thing.
Sweet bread is not actually bread. Sweet bread is pancreas.
Right.
I thought it was nuggets.
Is that thing that when you have a baby and the afterbirth thing?
It's pancreas.
Afterbirth.
All right. And so now I have on a mission. I got to go to Publix and get some sweet rolls thing, Tiffany, right? It's going to say Hawaiian.
Put the Hawaiian rolls in the bakery and get it.
Yeah. Hawaiian.
I got it.
Okay, hold on a second. So what's the name of the rolls that's they look like they're already done. They're in plastic wrap and in the bread section, but they're already cooked.
Yeah.
Those are brown and serves. To tie it back to
last week, yes. Last week we were talking about brown.
Oh, but I think you can buy King's Hawaiian that are already baked.
Oh yeah.
They're already baked. But when he's talking about in the bread aisle, but at Publix, the King's Hawaiian are over in the deli.
Oh, okay.
Are they cold? Is it cold? And I got to.
They're all cold. Yeah, it's an orange and clear packaging. You can't miss it.
They're ready to eat. Whoops.
They're tiny rolls, and they're perfect for making pulled pork sliders.
Yes. Oh, gosh.
With the roll and pulled pork and coleslaw.
Oh, yeah. Yuck. No.
Ooh,
no.
Coleslaw. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Hey,
not to play in the car, but tall people don't put coleslaw on pork.
That's the way you're supposed to eat it.
Yeah.
Hey, just like, or like even pastrami sandwiches, like,
gotta be on
with fries. With fries and pastrami and coleslaw on it.
Coleslaw.
At Primanti Brothers.
Primanti Brothers. That's a Pittsburgh thing.
Oh, that's Pittsburgh.
Hell, y'all eating.
It is delicious.
There's a Primanti's in Florida, isn't there?
Yeah, in Fort Lauderdale.
There is.
Yeah.
You can have Primanti shipped to you. You can order online.
Yeah, there's no too much about food.
I shouldn't.
You can also have Katz's Deli.
What's in here, tall Hawaiian?
Pastrami sandwich shipped to you.
You can do what?
You mean the pastrami sandwich that's as big as your face?
Yes.
Literally this big?
Yes.
You can't, there's no way you could actually bite from the bread to bread.
Katz's never did that. No.
Oh. No. That's Stage Deli then.
Stage Door Deli made them too big to eat.
What? Do you eat pastrami?
Yeah.
I guess I wish the gas man was here because I'm pretty sure. Well,
pastrami is just what is it? It's corned beef, but it's a little extra drier. Is that what it is?
And spiced.
Spiced like goat milk and what's the name of that stuff that you go to the circus or the fair and they have a big glob of meat and they cut it on the side and it's called like
gyros.
Gyro.
Oh, gyro? Lamb?
Yeah.
Oh. And that's nasty and then some.
Oh my God. That's my favorite meat of all time.
You need to take him to Tarpon Springs.
Oh, we do.
Is that where the sponge docks are?
Yeah. Yes.
Greek food. Gyros.
It's all Greek food, and it's lamb and gyros and pita sandwiches with delicious meats. And
I've gone a long time in my life without chewing on goat milk. You want a goat milk? Was it goat cheese?
Goat cheese, yeah. And you did eat it and you liked it.
Gyros thing.
You know what the secret to making gyro meat is? They feed the lamb Miller Lite.
Oh, yeah. That's why it tastes so good.
Smash around and trying to psychologize. Ooh. I should not go any longer without
it. It's going to work. Correct. That is exactly how it happened. They started feeding the lambs.
White cans.
They started,
the little white lambs.
and then also, I mean, it's like when they, you know, the food trough, it's just dropping in like just Miller Lite. That's all it drinks.
Oh, man, that's great. Oh,
man.
And they had like the sprinklers overhead in the place. They just sprinkle them.
Okay. Miller Lite. Yeah. So,
Miller Lite sprinklers. I got to get one of those.
Are we talking about pastrami or heroes?
Pastrami. They're doing both to that. That's what makes them so good.
Both of them?
Pastrami's beef. It's not lamb.
I know, but they feed the beef. They feed that. They soak that at Miller Lite.
Hold on a second.
The lambs are in charge of spraying the Miller Lite on the meat.
Y'all fooling me. Y'all not fooling me. Okay, so what's the thing on your pizza that look like little bologna.
That's pepperoni.
Pepperoni, yeah.
Yeah, pepperoni, like little bologna.
Pepperoni and pastrami are two very different things.
Wow, what's on pizza that?
Yeah.
It looked like bologna.
You not like pepperoni?
I do not even.
I could do bologna. What's the thing called?
Pepperoni.
I could do pepperonis. I could pepperonis. But I don't know about that. I know I don't like pastrami.
Oh, pastrami pizza, there's not a lot of those either, though.
Yeah, that's true.
I've never seen a pastrami pizza.
Also, but that sounds good.
It does sound good.
They actually, at Noble Crust, they have a pizza called the Noble Pig, and it has like all different meats on it. It is delish.
Oh, I like Noble Crust. I've stumbled in there a couple times.
I'm going there when everything gets better.
What's it called? Somebody Pigs? Clean the Pigs?
I've been there actually. That was the first restaurant I ate Noble at when Pig. Restaurants were able to open again. It is even better now because they have the plastic and or the acrylic in between the tables.
Hey, do you live near the one on St. Pete Road on St. Pete?
Yeah, on 4th Street.
Yes. Oh, see, that's the area of town that you abode in?
Yes, in the vicinity.
It's somewhere
south of there. Yeah, but
no, I just because that's the one I've eaten that at that one a couple times, and
that's delicious.
The gas agrees. Pastrami is delicious. I'm thinking of pastrami on King's Hawaiian rolls.
Yes. That sounds amazing.
That sounds amazing. With a nice spicy mustard.
Mm. Oh gosh.
Hey, between
Billy, can I come to your house?
Right?
Ooh, yeah.
Hey, listen. I'm going to say this right now because he's not here and he's not listening. Gas man is weird.
Oh, he is listening.
He is listening.
But he's listening to the show, so we have one listener. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. All right, well, listen, this was an awesome show to me. I enjoyed it because we talked about things that we did not know, and we talked about things in the past, present, and the future. So,
yeah.
Oh, wait, are you going to give the definition of the word?
Oh, that's the word.
That's what I was going to do. Let me give y'all what the word is. Now, pay attention. I'm going to play it, and we'll tell you, and they will say what it is. Hold on. In three.
Apologia. Yeah.
Hey, right, let me say it. Let him say it. He's going to say it one more time.
Apologia. Yeah.
Apologia.
Yeah.
Right. For those of you who are wondering and could not bear to cut away from the show, apologia is a defense, especially of one's opinions, positions, or actions.
I was close.
So you guys were in the right ballpark. I think
Smoss was right.
Smoss was right on the cusp. I was even writer.
A formal writer.
You looked it up.
A formal written defense of one's opinions or conduct.
Yeah, I guess that is kind
of
true.
A defense of an opinion.
I guess that is kind of true, PW. I was writer because I kind of knew what it was.
Yeah, you looked it up in the first place. Yeah.
Yeah, but I also was thinking I had to explain to you guys what apologia is in the streets.
Oh, it's
it's like, no offense, but you did this.
Exactly.
I put the nail on the coffin, on the thumb, on the finger.
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
you're big with the thumbs and the fingers.
Yeah, really. So, we don't have time, ladies and gentlemen. I know I'm sorry to tell you we don't have time to go into another topic, but we do have time to stretch out what is his name called? What stuck with you?
Stuck with you?
So obviously, it did with me, right? So, we're going to have to go. We're going to go around the room now, and you guys have time to think about this. What stuck with you for the first show of your legal drinking age? And I'll start out with you, one William Smotts.
What stuck with you? Nothing.
Excellent.
I don't think it'll be 8:01 today or 10:01 tomorrow or even Wednesday, Thursday, Friday that I'll think about one thing about this show. So nothing
started. Yes, she will. When you see an elephant. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'll take the Hawaiian rolls about 1 p.m.
I haven't asked you yet, Tiffany. So, Tiffany, what stuck with you?
He was.
Oh, okay. All right. So Tiffany, what stuck with you?
Those yeasty Hawaiian rolls.
They're so good. Really?
I can't believe.
Yeah, you can. Dude, how long you know?
You literally can just eat them right out of the box. Like
I said, they came cold. They came cold. You got to do something with them.
So what? It's squishy bread.
All right, Billy, what stuck with you?
That I need to make King's Hawaiian pulled barbecue pork and coleslaw sandwiches.
Oh, okay. And my man PW, what's up with you tonight?
That my wife named Roz refuses to buy King's Hawaiian anything.
Good, because them jokers, they all sensitive about
it. Probably like 10,000 points for one roll.
Well, maybe.
Get points too? All right, yeah. Well, what stuck with me was what stuck with me is that I learned that pastrami and something else was made with Miller Lite. Let's give it a shot. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Spike on the Mic show for 21. We are started off with a bang. Thank you for playing.